Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at El Cajon Ford in beautiful El Cajon. It's a great day to be at El Cajon. Great morning here.
This is great. I mean, honestly, it's way better than I expected. You know, we all heard the news craziness. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's beautiful right now.
Yeah, and thanks to Wayne and Chris for bringing out all the CCA tents.
Absolutely.
Really, there's a nice breeze starting up, so come on out. We still have time. You still have time to qualify for those prizes. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing here, talking Cedros, talking all kinds of great fishing. And wow, what a range of prizes we're giving away today.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, so much good stuff. Obviously, the prize table, where during the breaks we raffle off all that great stuff, Shimano lures, AFTCO t-shirts, AFTCO clothing. I mean, tons of great stuff there. Those happen just all the time during the breaks. We have some grand prizes, which include a brand new Shimano Torium reel, an Anza knife. Again, free. Just for showing up, all the commercial breaks, we raffle that off. That's lots of fun. Also, if you step up to the microphone and ask a question this morning, that is a killer prize. One lucky person that stands up to the mic is going to win any pair of Maui Jim non-prescription sunglasses made. You basically get a gift card, and this is like the magic card that's good for absolutely anything you want. Doesn't matter the price, doesn't matter the style.
Any non-prescription,
exactly. Right. So that's a great prize for standing up to the microphone. Also, as we mentioned, we got our casting contest going on. Casting contest has given up some great prizes today, including a Shimano rod, a brand new Anza fillet knife, this beautiful knife with a custom kind of blue inlaid handle. Yeah. It's a beautiful knife from Anza. Also, a killer Shimano lure package you can see up here. Probably a couple $100 value worth of lures.
Yeah.
I mean, there's flat falls, there's Colt snipers, all kinds of great stuff there. And the winner of the casting contest is also going to be one of those 8 qualifiers for winning our big grand prize raffle. Everyone that attends today is going to get a ticket for all those great prizes we were talking about. Plus, you're going to fill out an entry form to be one of those 8 qualifiers to win that grand prize, which again is a trip for one on the Searcher. It's a limited load, 8-day trip in November. That trip is totally sold out. No surprise. That's the primest of time to be going on an 8-day trip. We're going to give away that trip plus all of those other great grand prizes that Pete mentioned early in the show. That's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. And we have 8 grand prizes. They're all good ones.
Oh,
for
man.
Sure. There's no doubt about it. Trip on the Blackjack after on Hydrus gear. How about that Shimano Speedmaster 12 2-speed and Therese rod?
Yeah.
Or a Shimano Talica 2-speed, Shimano Torium and a Therese rod, $500 AFCO shopping spree, Maui Jim sunglass certificate.
I'd take any one of those.
All of them are good.
That's
yeah,
pretty
for
sweet.
Sure. Indeed. And again, we're live at El Cajon Ford here. We want to thank everybody for wearing their masks and social distancing here today. Appreciate the cooperation there. And thanks to CCA for being out here and supporting us, too. So let's go ahead and find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it. It's time for that fishermansprocessing.com. Sponsored catch report. We're going to start it off with our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky.
Hey, good morning,
Pete,
Mark. And
Jeff.
Before we start that, I'll let you do this. The report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp Kit is easy. Easy way to make your Spectra to fluorocarbon and mono top shots. It's easy, it's cost effective, and it's big fish proven, and some commercially made top shots cost a lot of money. And you can make them right there with your Sato Crimp and supplies. And you can also make real stealthy rigs, too. They have them down to 40-pound tests. You can make super stealthy rigs to get those finicky bluefin to bite. Get them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the long fin, or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to have Darren Doy from the new owner of Sato
All
Crimp,
right.
along with Tree 10 Rod Works, is going to be on the show next weekend. So
great.
You're going to want to have to tune in with him for sure. So that's going to be great. Mark, what's going on?
Pete, lots is going on. So Yeah, guys, we're starting our long Labor Day weekend here with, fairly decent weather and good fishing. For you guys getting out and about, definitely going to have some fun times for sure. So we'll start at Catalina. Still some tanker grade yellowtail scattered about on the main structure spots, both front side and back side. There's a lot of fish around. But there's also a lot of bonita around. So to sort those yellows out, there's a couple ways. One's a big surface iron. Another is fishing a live mackerel, big one. And then the other thing, you catch one of those bonitas, you can chunk him out into like golf ball sized chunks and fish a chunk. The yellows will eat them and the bonito don't. So, I've done that successfully many different times.
That's a good call.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It's like chunking for tuna. Nobody thinks about doing it for other stuff. But, it works really well. At Santa Barbara Island, good signal up there on those yellows again this week, big ones. But keep an eye on the weather, guys. There's some chance that it may breeze up a little bit here this afternoon. At San Clemente Island, same setup there. Quite a bit of yellow scattered along the front side. And excellent calico bass fishing all over that island. It's loaded with bass. And they're biting surface iron and plastic. Man, this is fun stuff. And again, watch the weather this afternoon. And then just off the backside of Clemente is where it gets really interesting. That bigger bluefin has been kind of hanging out there, 5 to 10 off the backside middle, backside west there. It's kind of set up shop, and it just likes that little area right there. But some real tankers this week. I've got reports of several over 300. Best one, I think, was 388. It's just tremendous fish. Somebody's going to crack that 400 here pretty quick. And a lot of that's on live flyers, frozen flyers, and some on the yummies. And, just collectively, what an amazing fishery that big fish is. And then a little closer to home, the kelp's around that 371, 425 zone. And then on down from there have been fantastic fishing for the yellows and the Dorado. The Dorado really like that light line, small hook scenario, guys. So keep that in mind. And then the last couple of days, and this is good news, more yellowfin have been pushing up into that area and hopefully up a little bit higher too, so we can all get at them. That yellowfin is really fun stuff, and they're so tasty. But collectively, September, October, November, those are my favorite months to fish without a doubt. And this year the setup is looking fantastic, and seriously, guys, it's time to go fishing.
Man, yeah, that sounds good to me, Mark.
And, of course, fishgulf.com. Danny and the boys have had such a great job keeping people abreast of what's going on up there. $20 off a new membership to fishgulf.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lower space, no space, lowercase. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The shop's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Editor by the big Chevron station. Phone number there is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I sure hope you guys all get out there and enjoy this good weather, good fishing, and a nice long weekend here. It's fun stuff.
Indeed.
That's awesome, Mark.
All right, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday after the big weekend, and I'll bet it's going to be better too, huh?
It's just been getting better and better.
Yeah, better and better.
We're going out doing some rooting around here tomorrow. I'm not exactly sure yet what we're going to do. But,
did you catch your swordfish last week again?
No, we did not. We did give it some effort and conditions where there had been some fish. We made one drift off the east end. And conditions there changed a little bit, and we did not see what we needed to see. And we made another drift up on the Avalon Bank. And same thing. It's just the conditions that had been there were gone. And so we did nothing. We had a nice day. Tuned up our techniques, tried a couple new things. But we'll be back at them again. Yeah.
Still a lot more to go, for sure. Hey, thanks,
Mark.
We'll
see you guys. You take care.
Go get them.
Thanks,
all right,
Mark.
Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. And while we wait for Marcos at Seaforth, got a text on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And this is a true statement here. Jeff, you rock. Those people on the island are so lucky to have you and your family there. You have done so much to support them, from your kids' fishing events to your soccer clinics, to your employees, and all the family. So, and that's a true thing. You really
awesome.
Care about those
that's
people
cool.
at the island. That's really cool.
That's where I tell everyone, like, I come up here to work, like, that's where I live. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah,
I love everyone down there. They're great. They've always been great to me. They've accepted me with open arms pretty much from the start. So,
yeah. And they're great people, too.
Yeah, super fun to be part of that community.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, hey, do we have Marcos yet, Thomas?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, well, we'll stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in Ray from Santa Ana is here. Thanks, Ray, for coming down to El Cajon Ford.
What's up, Ray?
A little bit of a drive.
How are you guys?
Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate you coming down.
Hey, Jeff, I've got two teenage daughters, 13 and 15. They love to fish, but they're a little fickle as teenagers can be.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have down there for them to do if they said one day, you know, we don't want to fish?
I would probably run the same program I do with my daughter. She just turned 15. I've been taking her down there since she's been 12.
Nice.
You know, we do things like, you know, maybe we'll get them up at 7, go fish for a couple hours, let them catch something, come back in, make a nice breakfast.
Yeah.
Then maybe take the kayaks down, launch from the little, what I call Carrie Beach. That's my wife's name. Where the first time I took her kayaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
right
take them down there. It's a sand launch, you know, paddle around for a little bit. So we just kind of do that. Like, it's we got to make it a kid's trip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I turn it into that where we're not trying to be out for long times on the boat even.
Yeah, they get bored.
They just need, you know, new activity all the time. So
exactly.
There's a lot of fun things, like run up to the North Point one morning, let them see all the seals and all that kind of stuff. They love that kind of things. And then we hustle back to town, maybe barbecue lunch or something so they can walk
beautiful
on the beach
island
and do things.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much.
Take them to
a
tortilla
cool
factory, watch all the tortillas being made.
Yeah,
right?
Cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, yeah, there's, you know.
And one more quick question. Do you have Wi-Fi? Because if there's Wi-Fi, they're just going to be stuck on their phone.
So we do.
Maybe we'll leave the phones at home.
You can. Yeah, the Wi-Fi is, like, analog. Like, basically, I mean, it's
they'll
not
get really bored on
yeah,
right?
It is yeah slow yeah motion, man. Like, yeah, they're not downloading games and having them doing all that
cool
kind of stuff. So,
but it's the perfect amount that if you need to get in touch and fire a text or an email back to home, you
exactly
can. But you're definitely not going to be streaming
right
Netflix.
Right.
Right.
A 4-day trip is something I would recommend because, you know, you get there Friday, everyone's all excited. Then we have all day Saturday to do something and then all day Sunday. And pretty much by Sunday night, they're kind of done.
Yeah.
And then Monday, we're out of there. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like that.
Sounds
whenever
like
I take my wife and my daughter, it's always like 4-day trips just because that's kind of how it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After a couple days, man, they're
cool
ready to go. So.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
You're
thanks
good
for
luck,
coming
buddy
down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that.
All right, let's continue on with our catch report. Talk to our buddy Marcos from the radio down at C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Fantastic.
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, we got some nice fishing this last week here. We saw a lot of Dorado in the counts, which was actually really nice. Those full days and overnight, seeing quite a bit of Dorado. Two fish per person in Mexico if you're, you know, keeping track of limits there. Very good fishing there. Some yellowfin, yellowtail, some bluefin in the mix. All around good fishing all those full days, those 1 days, day and a half, 2 days. The half day yesterday saw some, in addition to the good calico bass fishing and rock fishing, they saw some yellowtail in the morning. They hooked six of them, only caught one, and there's a little bit bigger fish than, you know, the smaller yellowtail. You're looking 20-pound plus fish there, so that was kind of some nice fishing for them. Beyond that, we also saw some yellowtail and bonita on the full day trip, so about what you'd expect from September here going into holiday weekend. A nice mix of fish for everyone, and we are full through the weekend. But definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Check out all the trips coming up here throughout the week here. We got some trips coming in the next month. And like we talk about every year, September and October is some of the better fishing we have. So it's definitely not over yet. So check that website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than welcome to come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, grab a burrito next door, and then get out on the boat and go fishing.
That sounds good to me, man.
Sounds like a great time.
Good opportunity to catch a big fish close to home. Appreciate that very much, Marcos. We'll look forward to another great report next weekend.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Longchamp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check Dana Landing.com. Cool place to go right after El Cajon Ford today. It's just about 5 minutes away. So
East County Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, if this isn't your zone, it's a great great opportunity
yeah
to head on over to ECBT
they
and
have
check
it
out.
All
yep,
there
no doubt
and
about
you
it.
You want to go freshwater fishing, even saltwater fishing.
Yeah,
they have
totally
there at ECBT.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Jack from Ramona is here. Jack, thanks for coming out to El Cajon Ford. See where Jack is. There's Jack right there. Very good. He won a pair of AFCO gloves. Check it out.
Yes,
nice.
I'm gonna need these on the Searcher 8-day trip.
Yes, you are.
And I'm already signed up, so I don't have to win.
Oh,
right on, Jack.
Very good. Well, if you win, maybe you can take your friend.
there you go.
Yeah.
Rick, you want to go?
Well, I was signed up to go on a trip with Eddie, and unfortunately I had to break the bad news to him that due to the break, I'm not going. I don't think I'll be pulling on Guadalupe Yellowfin this year, but I appreciate it.
Pete, I did see your interview that you did on Zoom with CCA.
That was fun.
And I have not heard anybody even talk about that, but it was really entertaining, and I enjoyed that.
Thanks. Well, Chris does a great job on those programs. Every Thursday, he interviews a different person, and I actually kind of gave a little background history about what's going on with my life and Let's Talk Hookups. So.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really cool. We watched it in Montana.
We had
a great time. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, and then yesterday, or Thursday, was Art Taylor.
Art Taylor, yeah. No, Chris does an excellent job there.
Yeah.
Facebook
yeah.
Live on Thursday. Just go to ccacalifornia.org and find out more about that.
Yeah. My question is for Jeff. I'm pretty sure you're using the Hobie kayaks down there.
100%.
Are you using the Mirage drives that have reverse?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
He's got all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And they're Outbacks, right?
All the Outbacks, yeah. We don't have Pro Angler 12s that you could put the 360 drive in, but we have all the 180 reverse drives on everything.
Nice.
And
Yeah,
Ron and his guys take care of all my maintenance and everything. I just ship it back on the plane and... they doctor anything up that we need.
That's so cool.
But those things are so durable. I mean, we use those kayaks hard over there, and you will not find a more durable kayak.
And your staff takes really good care of them.
Those guys scrub them more than I even ask them to scrub them. They like them clean. So I'm super fortunate, man. I'm really lucky to have everybody down there.
Do you always launch from the beach, or do you tow them out with the Ponga and go to different areas?
Pretty much never beach launch. Always out of the Ponga. I use the Pongas for everything. That way I can go to Bonitos, I can go to Chester's Rock, Natividad, I can fish all around Cedros because Cedros is a giant island. I use my Pongas for everything. Like, I do have a truck and trailer, and it is a fun adventure to drive the dirt road over to the fish camps on the far south west corner over there and then launch right there in their little cove. It's probably the only beach launch we do, or if we get to the island maybe by noon and we're fishing that first day, then if the fish are right out front in town, like where they've been for 2 months right now, then we would do a little beach launch right there. But you're on the lee of the island, no waves ever. Always a dry launch. Always.
All
so
right. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Thanks for
See
coming
you,
down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Chuck in Long Beach? Chuck is back on the line there. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Sorry about that earlier. I was actually out surf fishing and stepped away for a second.
No problem, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I also have a teenager that I'd like to bring down. I guess one thing is, will we be able to share a room together? Another thing is, do you have any tandem kayak options to where I can let him kind of focus on the fishing and I do some of the work in the paddling or the pedaling and kind of make it a little easier on him?
Great questions. So, yes, I have a room that you know, I have two rooms for sure that have queen-size beds with in-suite restrooms, so you guys could definitely stay there, or you can stay in the front room next to my room where I have two, double-size beds. So, yeah, I could absolutely accommodate so you guys could stay together. As far as tandem kayaks, unfortunately, no. They're bigger, heavier, hard to get on the Ponga and all that. It's, 17 foot long, those tandems. So, but they are, they're all hands-free. I can just say from experience, my 12-year-old daughter paddled 5 miles her first day. I couldn't stop her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's so hands-free, it's like you're riding a bike, and they just get locked in. You know? I mean, she's fishing, catching
There's
calicos
like
and everything.
That, yeah.
It's amazing, And then for myself, I'm always there on the trip, so you can go and, catch some fish or whatever, and I would stay with your boy and, help him unhook fish and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of what I do, so, You're down and trying to enjoy vacation, but at the same time you want to spend some time with your kid. But that's kind of where I step in so that you can get some, a couple hours of fishing too. And then I'll, take them and show them a few things. And then when you guys meet back up, then he gets to show you his tricks. What I just taught her.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Chuck. Appreciate that very much. Dave from Encinitas is here. Dave, thanks for coming down to El Cajon. Dave's not here. No, Dave is here.
Dave is here.
Yeah, he is here. He's right here. He's stepping up to the mic right now at Elk on 4.
Tommy P, give me that bad belt.
My question is, if I want to go down to Cedros, how far in advance should I plan on booking a trip?
I would think, you know, once all this stuff turns around, I firmly believe that tourism is going to bounce back super hard, and it, you know, we'll probably be slammed. You know, right now there's lots of opportunity, so I could say, you know, maybe even if you wanted to wait till Fred Hall, if we're lucky enough to have Fred Hall show. But if you know when you want to travel, like, I probably wouldn't wait too long, because once everything lets go, you know what I mean? Like, I would imagine all of us are going to fill up pretty quick. For me, everyone rolled over from this year to next year, so I'm already probably three quarters full on a lot of stuff. So
you can look out like a year or two then.
You absolutely could. You absolutely could.
Yeah, you definitely, if you want to go in 2021, book now.
I think it's going to be crazy.
I'm in that pool of people. Like, I didn't get my Cedros fixed this year, and I'm just dying to get back. You know what I mean? And I think there's a lot of people in the same
shoes.
Tons
of people.
So.
Everyone. I get calls from people that are even traveling with others, like trying to get information about the airport and stuff, because I'm talking to people every day down there.
Sure.
I want to know myself.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's going to be crazy once everything turns around.
I think so, too.
So.
Yeah.
Great question. Thank you.
Hey, thanks,
thank you,
Dave.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
You coming down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that very much. You want to get through on the phones, you can't be down here at El Cajon Ford. 833-288-0973. Thomas is standing by. We'll take your questions there and put you up on the board here. We'll put you into the rotation. And then, of course, the text option. Go to our Let's Talk Hookup app and just say text the show, and text us a question if you have it for Jeff. Roy in San Diego is next up at the mic. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate you guys all supporting the show here on this beautiful day in El Cajon.
What's up,
hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Rick, question's more for you. I just got rid of a old Corrado 300 EJ. I'm going up to a Tranx now.
Nice.
So 300 or 400, what's the advantage of one over the other?
I mean, just as you know, it's size, mm-hmm. and I would say it depends a little bit on what you see yourself doing the most of. Calico bass fishing, the 300 is just perfect. It's going to be an exact size that you're used to from fishing that 300 EJ. It's comfortable, it's smaller, it fits in your hands better, has the option of having a power handle or a paddle handle. The 400 is nice. If in addition to doing a lot of bass fishing, you also think you'll be using that reel for maybe fishing a Colt Sniper for a small tuna or you know, a little popper or something like that, 400 is a great reel. It's a little bigger. It does offer more power if you wanted to fit one kind of dedicated for fishing the weedless bait, but also you knew you were going to do yellows and school-sized tuna. That's when I would do the 4. And if you just loved your EJ and it was just time for replacement, I would stay with the 3 just because that size is going to be more comparable and fit your hand a little better.
You guys, do you think you'll have them at the tackle day when November comes around?
I would sure think so, because November's still a ways out, but this year with fishing tackle, it's just, I mean, that is the difficulty. You know, we had Doug on a few weeks ago, but that's the truth. You know, with the whole COVID thing, like the factories that produce most of that gear that we all like got shut down for that period of time, and like we're now experiencing that lull now. So just getting things is more difficult than normal. With that said, November, my gut does say yes, we will probably have it by then, but man, who could say, you know, black or white for sure this time of year? Hard to say.
Awesome. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Roy.
Great question.
Indeed. All right, Wayne in Point Loma's next up. Wayne, thanks for coming down from my neck of the woods there.
Making his way up to the microphone. Again, if you want to get through on the phone, don't forget, that's 833-288-0973. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Pete, first, I wanted to congratulate you. I see that it's your anniversary next week
yes,
of the show.
Our 29th
29
year.
Years.
Yeah, 29 years.
Heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah, how about that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And Ricky's been here for, what, 25 of those?
Yeah, 29, 25,
something
26,
like
something like
well,
that.
Well, congratulations.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
Let's see, you're 38 now. You started when you were 14, right?
Yeah.
So, do the numbers.
I've been doing the show longer than I haven't.
Yeah.
And then and Cowboy, too, who's been around forever.
So Cowboy, man.
Congratulations Cowboy. To you all.
Thank you very
much. Pete, you're right. Oregon, I did a year of grad school up there. It is a beautiful state if they just got rid of the people.
Yeah.
That's the problem up there. It's not the state.
Yeah. Some of the people are really wonderful, but they do have some interesting people.
And the only question I really have today is really just for you, Pete. So this year when the Dodgers choke in the playoffs, will it be the Padres that eliminate him?
Well, we'll see. Let's hope. Yeah. No,
yeah,
let's see.
See you, Wayne.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for coming down. Appreciate that. And next up is Robert from San Diego. Roberto, thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate you very much.
All right. Good morning.
Hi, Roberto.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
This may be a silly question, but it's just a general question. My friend is teaching me how to cast, right? Just learning because I used to fish as a kid in South America. It was just like a piece of wood and a line.
Wow.
Yeah. And
where are you originally from?
Peru.
Peru. Wow. Yeah, okay, cool.
And there was a switch, right? The reverse switch.
Anti-reverse.
The anti-reverse, mm-hmm. Right? And I asked him what that was for, and he couldn't really have a good... He didn't have a good answer for that. Do you guys know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've never been able to figure out why they put those things on spinning reels.
There are a few fisheries where guys like to use that rather than relying on the drag. So you can, in a spinning reel, you can turn the reel backwards, which basically puts line off of the reel instead of putting line onto the reel. So if you're fighting a fish and things are really close and you feel that fish is wanting to dig or shake his head, you could flip that switch and you could just turn the handle backwards a half a turn, which basically gives them a half a turn worth of line. So you can kind of go forward and backwards, giving some and taking some. So they call it back reeling. It's not something that we do, especially nowadays with the drags being
as
smooth.
It's like a knuckle buster.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, just it's a controlled amount of line that you can give the fish if you're worried about line breaking or some sort of issue like that.
When the fish is already hooked.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the casting. In fact, it's almost a negative when you're casting. But while the fish is on the line, you can turn the handle backwards, thus giving him a little bit of line.
But you're better off using the drag.
Totally. 100%. Totally.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Thank you.
But that's
all
what
right.
It's for.
Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break when we come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more phone calls. We got more catch reports. We got so much great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here. We're live at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon, having a great time talking fishing and talking Cedro's kayak.
Now, you were just telling me a story that you got from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, which, by the way, they're still open, and there may be a chance. You said best fishing ever.
I talked to Simon just a couple days ago. I always joke, like, you know who your true friends are, because your good friends will always tell you how sorry they are that you got in an accident. Your really good friends will make fun of you the whole time.
And yeah, yeah.
He couldn't stop laughing that I fell off of a horse. You know, in Wyoming, but anyways, I talked to Simon, and he said it is the best king salmon fishing he thinks he has ever seen in Sitka. Because of the COVID thing, and the amount of fish that have been taken is so much lesser this year, the abundance is so high that the limits have gotten very generous, and right now, an angler can have 3 kings per day with a 12, I believe it's either 9 or 12
kings.
Fish annually. Yeah,
this
kings.
Is late, and this is the time of the year the kings get big up there.
He said that they're like 20 to 40 pounds, and getting a 3 fish limit per day is just like what you do. He said it's
really?
Not uncommon at all. They go out every day. And then
silvers are thick, too, this time of the year.
And big. He said that was the other thing. He said, like, you wouldn't believe it. The hatches on his boat, like the fish holds, are huge. He goes, you open the fish hatch, and it's full of big cohos and big chinooks.
Wow,
he said it's
crazy. Just
the best he's ever seen. Like, he goes, guys are coming home with multiple boxes that are full of salmon.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to Kingfisher Charters, call them up.
Yeah, make a late season trip.
Go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, click on the Kingfisher Charters banner, and call up Seth and the boys up there and book a late season.
And they really figured out how to appropriately deal with the COVID situation.
They did the whole thing.
They really did.
They have the test for you. They know how to get you tested
and
everything, because that's what you need to get to Alaska. So Kingfisher Charters, nothing better for sure. Hey, from our Let's Talk Hookup apps, a gentleman texted us about buying a truck from El Cajon Ford online. And we don't have an El Cajon Ford representative here, but they do have a great website, elcajonford.com, and you can get quotes and actually don't have to have face-to-face contact with a salesperson. You can do it totally online.
How
so
cool
they do
that.
Have that. They do have that available from El Cajon Ford, and all the San Diego County Ford dealers do that. So absolutely, you can do that. Jim from National City is here. Jim?
There's Big Jim.
Where's Jim? Crawdad Jim.
Making his way up there.
All right. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that very much. And Jim's in the running here for winning some of those great prizes we're going to be giving away tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. Let me tell you about tomorrow's show, too. Valerie Hopebridge, brand new sponsor on Let's Talk Hookup from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Valerie's a wonderful lady. She'll be on the phone with us from Queen Charlotte Safaris, and that's in Canada. We're going to be doing a trip up there next August, which is already sold out.
That's crazy.
We announced it. We already sold it out. And then Harold Davis from Davis Boats is co-sponsoring that with us. And Harold will be with us tomorrow on that. And we'll be talking about Queen Charlotte Safaris. We'll be talking about Davis Boats. But we've added a second trip now, the week after, back-to-back to the one we did in, as of yesterday. We're adding a second trip so more people get to go to Queen Charlotte.
Oh, very cool.
Special prize. She's discounted it like $500. So tune in tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. That's going to be a great one with Valerie for Oak Ridge for sure.
What's up,
Morning,
Big Jim?
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Good, okay, a couple things. I got one for Cedros, but I got a fish report. A lot of you guys know my buddy Doug, who's the main cook on the San Diego. He went on a charter on the Queen. They limited it on bluefin. He said the whole key, he said the morning bite for about 10 minutes was over the top. The rest of it was a plunker bite. He said the whole key, you could fish 40-pound test, but you had to use a size number 2 hook.
Number 2?
Yeah, he said it was unbelievable. He said He fished with a 1-0.
Well, Jimmy knows, man.
No, Doug, who's out there quite a bit. But anyway, you know, they got their limit and everything. Everybody caught fish. But he said the key to the deal, of course, good bait, but size number two hook.
All right.
The other thing on Cedros, do you have a kayak big enough for me?
I think that you would fit in the Outback.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
You look like you're under, what is it, 425?
Pounds, yeah.
So you definitely don't look like you're 400.
Yeah, I'm under 400.
Yeah. There you go, so. Yeah, we'll get you in there.
Get you in the kayak and the boat, too, so you can hop into the kayak and the Ponga.
And one other, real quick, Rick, I wanted to ask Rock God real quick. Would you recommend that outfitter that you had?
I would in a heartbeat. I mean, like, you know, we're going to go back again.
What was the name of the outfitter that you...
Swift Creek.
Swift Creek
was the name
Wyoming,
of it.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was a bummer. There a couple people joke, like, oh, but you hate horses now. Like, it was a freak thing, man. It happened. You know, it'd be like saying you got hit in a car on your way down the freeway. It doesn't happen all the time. I'm super bummed that it happened to me. But, like, the horse that I got, you know, that took off, like, I rode the same horse out even with broken arms. Like, it was just one of those things. Like,
so that's when they say the best thing you can do when you get thrown off a horse is get back on the horse. Well, you had no choice.
Let me tell you, it's not the best thing. Getting put back onto a horse with two broken arms is about the worst thing in the world.
Indeed, I told him earlier, I said, hey, you're young, you'll heal quick.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
All good, buddy.
Hey, thanks for coming down, Jim. Appreciate that very much. We had a very good question, and again, when you text us, please give your name. And so normally we wouldn't read it, but this is an important question. Dorado, there's some confusion about Dorado limits.
Right.
If you're in Mexico, it's two per person per day.
Right.
But in the U.S., what about the U.S.?
Five.
In California waters. Five per person per day. Five per person per day in U.S. waters, in California waters, or in territorial waters. Two per person per day in Mexican waters. So a good question from the text there, and thanks a lot for using the Let's Talk Hookup app. Ed from Mira Mesa is here. Ed, thanks for joining us here on at Elkhorn Ford and Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate you stepping up to the mic here and having a chance to win the pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Hi, I haven't been kayak fishing.
Step right up to that mic, sir. Thank you.
I haven't been kayak fishing at all, but what I was wondering is, when you catch a fish, what do you do with the fish? And you want to keep it.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
that's
a great question.
Sure.
So for us, like, my Pongas are always with us, right? So everyone has a VHF radio. So, and we're typically fishing all within sight of each other at the same time. It's because that's what we do. So when someone hooks up, usually we can hear you because you start screaming or you get on your radio and say, I'm hooked up. I like to paddle over. I start filming you. My Pongas immediately are on you, and they're filming you and just keeping an eye on things, making sure everything's working out. As soon as you catch your fish, like, if you don't want to gaff it, they'll gaff it. I'll gaff it. Or if you gaff it or you say you want to let it go, you get it up on your lap. Like, we're all just photo happy, getting your photos real quick. And then if we're keeping it, of course, like, we're getting your photo, and then immediately my Ponga takes it. And then they bleed it and then put it in our bed of ice, because we want sushi-grade meat, because I like to make sushi at night if you like eating that stuff. So,
well, when you're out, you know, if I'm not with you and you're out on a kayak, what do you do with the fish? Do you have a tank or, I mean, a fish hold?
Well,
Reliable, on the kayak?
Reliable has worked with Hobie, and they make a very nice bag that they custom made for the bow of your kayak. It straps right to the boat. So you would just put like a,
works,
you know,
really well.
7 or 10 pound bag of ice in there, and then you just stuff your fish in there. And I use them at the island a lot. Like, if our group is going to break up for the day, say there's a guy that wants to kayak fish, but everyone else wants a Ponga fish, well, I'll go kayaking because I love it. And I put that bag on the front of my boat so that, and I'll put ice in there and everything. So that way, when for me and the guest, if we're catching fish, then I keep them on ice right there till our Ponga gets back.
The reliable bag's the killer way to do it, because you can keep them on ice and keep them cold. But those boats have a fish hold in them. Like, there's a forward hatch you could open up and slide. Oh. You could slide a yellowtail into. So they have a hold, but again, just because that's what Jeff does, like, first class kind of everything, those kill bags just allow you then to keep it on ice and keep it that much better. better.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Hey,
thank you.
Now, you had, thanks a lot for coming down. Appreciate you joining us at Elk on Fork. You said there was another option now for kill bags. Not that Reliable makes a great kill bag, but it leaks is one of the problems,
it
right?
It does.
And so there's a new option for kill bags,
we
right?
We found a bag that we really like that's manufactured in San Diego, and it's called Sunfish Gear. And they make two bags, and the big one's called the Opa. And that's it's just a cool bag. I mean, no affiliation, no nothing. We just found them as a local company. But their bags are basically the same price. They're basically the same size. But they offer a lifetime warranty. So if your zipper breaks, you can take it to them, and they'll put a new zipper in it. But they guarantee the thing to never leak.
Wow.
The other thing I thought was cool is on the inside of the bag, they have like a second smaller pocket that's also waterproof. And they say they double guarantee that one. So you could put your sandwiches and drinks like inside of your bag that already has all your ice. And even if the thing was full of like blood and slush fish water, you can open up the kind of interior smaller pocket, pull your sandwich out. It's perfectly dry and everything cold.
Nice.
Or I thought, you know, you could put your flyers inside of that pocket, keep them protected so they don't get all waterlogged.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool bags.
Yeah,
I mean,
then you have them at Fisherman's Landing.
We do, yeah. No, again, no affiliation or nothing. And I love the Reliable bags. We have a bunch of those on our boat also. But this just seems to be another really good option. Yeah, totally.
Sounds really good. Hey, I want to throw out some birthday wishes. Hey, thanks, Arnie, for bringing birthday cake. And there's some birthday cake over here. You guys want to go in there, help yourself to birthday cake. Arnie brought that. And Chris from CCA, his birthday's coming up.
Hey, happy birthday, Chris.
Tommy P. just passed. And Arnie's birthday. Happy birthday, Arnie. And Dave Dolan's coming up here in a couple days. And my birthday was about a week ago. Or so.
Man, a lot of birthdays going
on
right
now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's busy in there in the end of August.
I guess so.
All right, beginning of September. All right, Harry from La Jolla. Harry, step up to that mic. He's the closest one to the mic, so it's not going to take him long to get there.
Hi, Harry.
Hi there.
Harry.
Jeff, it's been a while since I've been down to your operation. A couple questions. Are you making any plans for any changes, or what are you looking to do?
Right now at our place, we're pretty much built out. Last year was kind of the last year of my construction, where I added two more rooms and three more bathrooms and
built
the fireplace.
So how many people can you accommodate now?
I could take, so let's see, I got those five rooms, I got the six. I could have seven guys. So I have seven beds.
But you need a room.
There'd be eight with me.
Oh, okay.
But I keep it at like five to six. It just is a manageable group.
Uh-huh.
Everyone fits on the boats nicely. We're not crowded at the dining
room
table.
But if you did have a group that wanted to go to seven,
we could arrange for that doll to work. You know, the bigger boat fishes four, no problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I'm pretty much built. I mean, I have other properties on the island that I'm considering starting construction, but for now, like, we're just, we're pretty stable.
Okay, I am very fortunate, and I am very flexible in when I can go and where I can go. What I'd like to do before the end of the day, if you're willing to do that, I'd like to give you a deposit for any cancellation that you might have.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And the other thing is, I want to go fishing specifically for broomtail grouper.
You're going with the right guy.
Wow.
That's why I wanted to do
Jeff
it.
Jeff is your guide, right?
Yeah.
Talk to him after the show.
I know.
Yeah, tell us about your world record broomtail.
So back, like, I think it was the trip after yours.
It was, yeah.
Harry was one of the first guys to come down and help break in my place. So we had the Hobie guys down just checking out our facility at year one to make sure, you know, that they thought our standards were good. We just were fishing, and one guy had hooked a yellowtail close to the salt factory, and we ended up out by the South Point out there, towed him quite a ways. And so after we got that fish, I kind of hustled myself right back to the salt factory, and I was unorthodox fishing a surface iron, where I have this technique where I'll throw the thing out, kind of drift, let the thing sink for like a minute, you know, in 80, 100 feet of water, and I'll reel four or five times and then free spool again, so my kayak is moving and my line's way out here. And so by the time I hooked up, I probably had 125, 130 yards of line out. So my surface iron now is down in like 60 feet of water. And that grouper, 108.9 pounder that was laying in the rocks down there, just saw that kicker jig and came up and swallowed the thing. And 25 minutes later, it
on
came up beside the boat. Yeah, and
get
scared the crap out of me. Yeah,
congratulations, Jeff, on your world record.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope it
Thank
holds
you.
For a long time.
Yeah. Thank
how
you very
on
much.
Earth do you deal with a 100-pound grouper at boat side in a kayak?
So I freaked out. I mean, really. You know what I mean? Like, I saw the thing come up. I'm like, holy shit. Like, you know, excuse me. But, wow, what do I do? And so the salt factory, there was a lot of guys on the dock right there, and they have a little boat that they use to grab the ropes and stuff from the big ships. So they actually came out and were, like, circling around me. And so they started calling my Ponga in that was a mile away. And then one of those guys had to get on my Ponga with David at the time was working with us. And it took two guys to. So I gaffed it, and I had it alongside my boat. And luckily, the thing was spent, so it didn't do anything once I stuck it. It just laid there. And so once everyone got there, then those guys had to double gaff it into the boat. And again, Mr. Nakata, like, there would not be this world record if it wasn't for Kevin. Like, it was him. After a couple hours, we're sitting there barbecuing, and he's like, you know, we should take another look at this. And so we did, and we looked at the fish, and it looked huge, you know. So I called up here to America my friend Chris Smith, who you've met, and I said, hey, can you know, you're in front of your computer, and which he was. I said, can you look this up real quick? And the current record was 100.8. And so I thought it was 120 for sure, or something in that range. And so we knew we better do something.
How big was this one?
108.9. So it had a seal. This thing had eaten a seal. So when Kevin was cleaning the fish, we were videoing it, and I have video of the seal. Like, we cut open the belly, and he pulls it out. Like, you see the face, you see the whiskers, the nose, the eyes.
Get out of here.
Nuts. It was a baby sea lion.
It was a baby seal, yeah.
Wow.
That's probably why I got the record.
Those groupers are, they're bad, man.
We like them,
right?
Bad animal. We like them.
So cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Will from Pacific Beach is here. Will, thanks for stepping up to the mic here at El Cajon Ford, and appreciate everybody for coming out here and enjoying the...
How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Step right up to that mic. Thank you.
Long-time listener. Just had a question on actually fighting fish with the Mirage Drive. Big fish and structure. I know it's really hard to hook one of these big fish and to land it with the big structure around. Do you just use your drag and just button down and really bear down on them as fast as you can, or do you actually do that and use the Mirage Drive either in reverse or steer away from the structure? How do you handle that?
Good so, yeah, great question. And there's probably a couple different ways that it could work out. For me, like, I charge the fish, like, especially if I'm in shallow. Like, we hook a ton of yellows in 10 to 15 feet of water when you're fishing calicos, like using the SP minnow or surface iron or something like that. So my first reaction is I charge them because they're running horizontal and they're trying to get around stuff, rocks or whatever. And so I just try to get right as close as I can to them and chase them. Other guys do like try to back out and get into deeper water. So it's kind of what you feel at the time. But my first instinct, and I tell everyone, I try to teach everyone to do it, just because of my success rate, I charge them, man. I try to get right as close to those things and get on top of them. And
makes a lot of sense.
And yeah, you know what I mean? So a lot of times doing that too, it forces them to go out. They won't go to the rocks anymore because now they see something or hear me maybe coming behind them. And then now the new boats, they have the rudder on both sides. So whatever hand you're holding your rod in, like, you're able to steer and just, you know, pedal as hard as you can and get them. So that's my personal technique.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for coming down to Elkhorn Ford. Thanks for being here. Chris, Wayne, give us a quick update on what's going on with this virtual auction real quick here. We're running out of time, but you got the virtual auction going down and, of course, all the other stuff that CCA is doing. So give us a rundown.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, guys. Today's the last day of the San Diego Virtual Banquet. There's packages for your memberships. There's a virtual... there's 15 packages up there to bid on for silent auction. Big packages, guys. And then there's these drawings, opportunity drawings. So as you buy these packages, you get these tickets going into the drawings, and you could get a trip on the searcher, right? And, you know, so they're all good. And, guys, we need the money. We can't hold banquets this year. We can't go out and do all this fundraising. We need the funds so we can keep fighting for our right to fish. AB 3030 is coming back next year. We need the money
It hasn't gone away.
No. Well, we've defeated the bill for this year. They're going to bring the bill back next year.
Yeah.
We already know it.
Yeah.
So that, we want the 12-month license. We lost it again this year for COVID-related reasons. There's all these things that are going on. We got the hatchery program we're still trying to promote. Guys, we need funding, right? That's how we pay for all the programs that we do. So anything you can do, go online, ccacalifornia.org, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, come and support us. We really could use the help, guys.
And you have T-shirts and hats right
here. We have T-shirts and hats here for sales. We have membership packages for sale. Come over and talk to us at the booth. It's all good.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Very good. Thanks for being here, Wayne. Thanks for the tents. We're very appreciative of you guys bringing out the CCA tents for sure. Let's try and sneak in a phone call there.
You got it. How about we talk to Bruce, who's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bruce?
Was calling about the Mexican lemon on Dorado.
Right.
Of all the species, that would be the one, right, that we should be able to catch more of?
I've always felt the same way. That's always kind of a screwy rule. The fastest growing fish in the ocean that's available in every ocean has one of the most strict limits of two per person. But it's a very popular sport fish in Mexico, and they want to keep it that way. So that's why the limit is only two. But, yeah, it's kind of a funky one.
Yeah, right? It is. But
they only live 5 years.
Yeah, they're fast-growing. But we're thankful they're here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. I mean, we have nice warm water. They've moved up. It's really, and it's been good. I mean, I know the San Diego, the Liberty on their full-day trips have been getting them.
Which limits almost every trip. It's unbelievably great Dorado fishing.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's one of those things that I'm kind of fine with a two-fish limit, too. Like, when you get two, you still have plenty. And,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, if it was five,
just
we would all take five.
Ones,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a funky
one. We got them wide open, though, guys. It was everybody limited out real quick on them, but they were great. Great little action for the people that haven't caught anything before. That's probably
for sure.
A great way to introduce them to the ocean.
They jump, you see them, they're cool colors. Yeah, they're a great game fish.
September, October, time
to go fishing. All right, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening today.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky winners have got themselves all kinds of great prizes. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Land is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing Aptco Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, Aptco Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, Aptco Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from Aptco. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for coming back. We lost power there for a second. But Jeff Marini, thank you very much. SedrosKayakFishing.com.
Thank you,
tomorrow
Pete.
Morning on Let's Talk Hookup, Valerie Hopebridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris, Harold Davis from Davis Boats. Great show, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. And thanks to Elko and Ford, and thanks to all of you for coming out.
Appreciate it, sir.